it was kind of a parallel deal that they decided in the end to go a different direction, and they made the deal with Calgary.
You said it was a buyer's market, but at the same time, do you not think that fans will be upset that getting something is better than getting nothing with these two players?
Yeah, and that's a fair question. But we, like, if we could have got draft picks, or we could have, you know, like, I come from a draft background, and I value picks, and that's how we're going to rebuild this thing, is through getting draft picks and drafting well and developing our players. So if we could have recouped draft picks, we would have done that, and we would have been on our way.
Did Dallas make a late offer?
Well, they like I said, we were in with Dallas, and they decided to go in a different direction. They kind of circled back with us at the end, but it was a deal that really didn't make sense to us.
So the deal with Calgary, would it have made sense for you to give up Cam Hughes?
Yeah, it would have. And that's, you know, we were talking to them about, that similar type deal. But at the end of the day, they chose the Calgary player over our player. So that's the deal they chose.
Jim, you inherited a roster with a lot of no-trade contracts. How difficult is it to maneuver any of those, maybe not even just on trade deadline day, but leading up to the deadline? How tight are your hands for that?
Well, it's hard because, you know, players play a long time. They earn the right to get those contracts. And, you know, and we try to be respectful to them, but we're trying to do what's best for the organization. So, you know, Trevor helped out a lot. We get good communication with the players through the week, and we tried to let them and their agents know every step of the way what we were trying to do. And, you know, it's just one of those things where in this particular year, there wasn't a lot of buyers, and the prices, it seemed like right from the start, it was going to be real hard to get what we thought was value for the players that we had up for trade.
So in the end, Dallas chose Russell over Hamus.
I would think that would be fair comment to make, yes.
Did James ask about Verbata, who weren't on his list?
No, I think, you know, what happened is we asked Radom for a list. He gave us a fair list. Like, he could have given us teams that we didn't have no chance to trade him to, but he gave us a fair list. We talked to all the teams on the list. You know, for whatever reason, a couple of the teams went in a different direction, and, you know, the other teams weren't buying players at the deadline.
What's the value? Assuming these players they're likely to leave as unrestricted free agents, although obviously you're going to talk to Ham Hughes again at some point. But when you're looking at losing players for nothing, especially in the position you're in the standings, how does it make sense to get nothing rather than something?
Because if we could have got something, we would have done it. Like, that would be my answer for that. Like, we, you know, we really didn't get a lot of offers. Like, if, you know, in every offer that we got, we talked about it, and if we got, like, a concrete offer that we thought we could recover, you know, assets and draft picks or young players, we would have done it.
Are you worried at all that in an unfair way, maybe Dan now suffers some of the fallout from this, that people might blame him for exercising his...
No, Dan was, he, like I said, he, him and both Radom, they were both great with us through the whole week. You know, he had some geographic issues that, you know, because he has a family and stuff, that he wanted to make sure that he, you know, played in a certain, you know, part of the states. But, you know, we worked with him through, you know, some of the other teams that might have had interest, and for family reasons, he decided not to do it.
Were there trades to be made with teams that he would have declined to go with?
I don't know. We never really got that far. You know, we respected the process, and, like, we would talk to his agent and talk to Dan and then get his permission, and then we would, you know, try to figure something out. So I don't know. We didn't get that far.
You did get offers for Radom, though?
Radom gave us a list. We talked to the teams on the list. We, at the end of the day, You know, the teams that were on his list, we didn't get any concrete offers on him.
Jim, with so few suitors then, does it maybe either open your eyes, enlighten this organization that maybe you need more rebuilding than retooling? There's a greater job at hand for you than maybe what you thought it was a year ago?
Well, I knew coming in what the job was going to entail. You know, we're gonna build this thing through the draft, drafting well, developing our young players. And I think that's, you know, since I've been here, that's what we've tried to do. We had two or three calls on our young players that, you know, aren't turned pro yet, our young players that are playing junior hockey or in college. And, you know, we're not willing to move those players. But that just goes to show that other teams value those players. But those are going to be the future of our organization going forward.
Concrete, Jim, when you talk about Verbata and exacting a return on Vadim Verbata, did you have a certain round draft pick in mind that would have been concrete?
We at the end of the day, we really didn't get an offer on him. So when I talk about concrete, you know, like we didn't get a certain round draft pick for him. So you know, we talked to teams showed interest. But at the end of the day, we didn't get an offer on him.
Given those two assets, how shocked and frustrated that you couldn't even come away with a pick?
Well, that's the marketplace, though. There's uncertainty in the cap. And going forward, I see like draft picks and young players are going to be the currency, because we can, you know, as managers, or we can control what, you know, these young players make. I think there's an uncertainty to, you know, what unrestricted free agents are going to get in the market and what restricted players want. So, you know, I think going forward, that's going to be, you know, the currency where you can draft well, you get players that play on your team for the first 4 years of their contract, and you can control what they make.
Are you hopeful that you can get into negotiation talks with Hamuse's camp sooner rather than later?
Yeah, like Dan loves it here in Vancouver. He loves being a part of the community. His family settled here. We're going to finish off the season here, and we're going to evaluate where we're at the end of the year, and we haven't ruled out re-signing Dan.
Why not take...
How much does your philosophy change now, or would you like your coach's philosophy to change? Because I don't really think you bring Verbata back here next year. We've talked about going younger, using younger players. How do you carry on with Verbata on this roster ahead of guys more playing time than Jake or even a Brendan Gaunce?
Well, that'll be for Willie to decide. But we're going to play our young players from now to the end of the year. Our young players, and we'll be calling up some kids from the American League, giving them a chance, seeing where they're at, whether it be Brendan Gaunce or, you know. So our young players are going to get a good look between now and the end of the year.
Why not take that last offer from Dallas, the late one?
Well, you know, he kind of threw it at us, and, you know, we didn't, like, you know, to make a deal, we figured that it had to be, you know, a deal that made sense to us, and what the offer was at the end of the day didn't make good sense for us to take.
Dan said he told you on last Wednesday, that he was open to going to Chicago, and Thursday he added Dallas to the list. Of course, the Blackhawks made their big trade on the Thursday for Ladd. Are you fully confident that his no trade didn't have a bearing on him with regard to...
No, I think what Chicago's, they prioritized that, you know, they wanted to go out and get a certain type of player to help their team win in the playoffs, and, you know, they gave up some assets to get Ladd. That's the direction they went. And, you know, so, you know, we were still in contact with them throughout the process. And then they made the deal a couple days later to get the Montreal guys. And, you know, at the end of the day, they're happy with their team. And, you know, it is what it is.
I know there's a few things about this season that have probably surprised you, but at the start of the year, knowing that you had these assets potentially to leverage, would you have guessed then that you would get nothing?
No, I thought, you know, they're both good players. I think, you know, they both could help winning teams you know, make a difference in the playoffs and advance. So if you had asked me at the start of the year if we were going down this road, I would have thought, you know, but this year is not like other years. Like, I talked to other managers throughout this whole process, and I think this is a year that, you know, we've never seen something like this year so far.
So how do you evaluate today then compared to last year? No move is a good move, or disappointment, frustration?
Well, I think, you know, maybe frustration. Like, we tried hard to, you know, give our players an opportunity to go to a winning team and have playoff success and, you know, be a part of a Stanley Cup team. So, you know, and then the other part is from an organizational standpoint, you know, it would have been nice to recover some picks for them.
Were you hoping to maybe get some deals done ahead of today? And how much were you banking on having a healthy roster to try to achieve the playoffs?
Well, I think, you know, through the week, we were trying to stay ahead of it. We added some players that, you know, we think are going to help us, like, next year. We gave up, picks and to try to, you know, get to where we need to be. But we got, you know, Emerson Needham, and we got some good young players that I'll be excited for next year.
Jim, you guys are trying to sell a rebuild here. Yeah, is that fair to say?
Well, I think, you know, what you do is you know, we were trying to transition our group this year and get younger and get faster. I think what happened, though, is, you know, over the course of the year, we lost some key people to injuries, and then it kind of put more pressure on our younger players to have to step up to roles maybe they, you know, they weren't ready for. But, you know, they've performed well. But that's the only way we're going to get better here is we're going to draft well, we're going to develop our young players, and, you know, we're going to give them an opportunity when they get here to be successful.
Where I was going with that, though, you had an opportunity to reinforce this rebuilding plan, to send that message again, kind of a wasted opportunity. Are you afraid of any fan backlash? Are you concerned about what fans are thinking about the direction now?
Well, I think when we talk about transition, you know, it is kind of about a rebuild. Like, you know, when you transition young players into your group, you know, at the end of the day, you're rebuilding the team. So, you know, whether you use the word transition or rebuild, I think, you know, that's what we've been trying to do since, you know, we've been working here.
Jim, you said that there was offers on some of the younger players that aren't playing pro right now. Were there any other offers on some other high-end guys like a Yannick Hansen, like a Bo Horvat, like a Jake Rutan? I know you've said in the past that you've, you know, had calls all the time. It's Bo Horvat. Was there anything big that people were proposing to you, or were you thinking big on anything?
No, people, you know, I think the other managers know where we're at, and they know that we're not going to be interested in moving, you know, guys like that. So to your question is we didn't have any calls on those guys.
Could you have moved into the market sooner with Bravada and Ambus? And if you could have, do you think it would have made a difference?
I don't, you know, like we started like last Wednesday, you know, and we've talked to teams every day since then. So I don't think at the end of the day there's anything different we could have done. You know, it seemed like teams had interest in them, but they were like maybe their second or third option, and teams ended up taking their first option, and then, you know, at the end of the day we didn't get what we wanted. So,
Jim, if you're able to return Dan, if he does extend a contract, it sounds like it might be at a hometown discount, quote unquote, that phrase going around. Does that mean you might have to bargain with some term for him?
Well, like I said, we haven't got to that point yet. We're going to, you know, finish off the year. We're excited about our young players. You know, they're going to get a good opportunity from now to the end of the year. And, you know, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it this summer.
Jim, why do you think the market is different, or your perceived view of the market? What has changed this year? Or maybe the last couple of years?
Well, there was a lot of teams like tight against the cap. Like, I think, you know, for, you know, the teams that were buying were, you know, up against the cap. And then And then what they did is they prioritized, like, you know, okay, we can add either a forward or defenseman, and then they went after that particular player that they felt was going to give them the best opportunity to win. So, you know, maybe some teams wanted to add both and they couldn't, especially the good teams, because they were tight against the cap.
Back to that last Dallas offer, was it a thing where it was almost laughable that you wouldn't even consider it? It was more to
no, I think, you know, like they had made a deal for a defenseman. You know, they phoned and, you know, they gave an offer that, you know, probably from their perspective they thought was fair. But we just didn't see the value in accepting that last offer.
Did you offer to retain salary and cap for Hamhuis and Verbata?
Yes, we did.
Was Brian Bickle coming back at all a part of any Chicago discussions?
Yeah, we talked. Like, we talked a lot of different things with Chicago. But at the end of the day, like, we didn't get to where there was a framework that I think we could have got a deal done with them.
Jim, what's next for you? You mentioned recalls. Do you plan to use all of them available, and where do you stand with college free agents?
Well, you know, we're the college free agency. We went over that the other day. You know, we put a list in order of the way we like the players. We're going to get out now, and we're going to see these players play, and we'll be in on college free agency. And for the rest of the year, like I said, our young players are, it's going to be a good opportunity for them to see, you know, what they can do, because they're going to get opportunity to play a lot.
Who else would you like to see up there? You mentioned Gauntz. I mean, we only saw Padan for that, you know, a couple times, and he looked pretty good. Who do you envision coming up from Utica that
will see? Alex Grenier's, you know, he's been a guy that we've wanted to kind of take a look at and see where he's at. Mike Zalewski is, you know, he played a couple games with us, and he's fast, and he brings us speed. So we got some guys, you know, down there that we want to take a look at from now to the end of the year.
Jim, are you disappointed that you ultimately were unable to find a new hockey home for Brandon Prust and Chris Higgins?
Well, we, you know, I kind of maybe suspected that. Like, we didn't get many calls on those guys. I feel, you know, bad for them, because they've gone down and they've worked really hard in Utica. And when I talked to Travis, you know, he's their attitude's been excellent, and he's, you know, they've come down and they've bought into what, you know, he's trying to do with the kids and stuff down there. So I feel, you know, a little responsible that we couldn't, you know, find him a spot in the NHL.
Was it always Chicago and Dallas, Jim? There were reports there were Eastern teams interested in Dan said he really wasn't interested in going east of that.
Yeah, there was those were the two teams in the West that showed the most interest in Dan. There was a couple teams in the East that, you know, inquired and stuff about him, but we really didn't get too far down the road with them.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks.